This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when what is behind the determination of so many people in the Republican Party to sink an immigration bill that seemed to have in it all kinds of Republican demands for toughening up our policy on people who come to the United States without prior authorization, and that really did nothing to give Democrats what they wanted. Why is it Democrats are supporting this bill and Republicans not? What are the real interests of the two parties? We'll talk about that with David Frum, a writer for The Atlantic, former speechwriter for President George W. Bush. We also are going to be speaking to Chris Christie about his new book, What Would Reagan Do? Yeah, that's the title. And we will be speaking to Chris Christie a little bit later in the program. There is a shocking headline that appeared this morning in the Seattle Times. It's a New York Times reporting. The headline says, Israel, a fifth of hostages in Gaza are dead. Dead. Patrick Kingsley writes, Israel has called securing the freedom of the hostages abducted to the Gaza Strip a key goal in its war against Hamas. So many in the country were shocked yesterday when it emerged that at least one-fifth of the captives were already dead. Israeli intelligence officers have concluded that at least 50 of the remaining 136 hostages captured by Hamas and its allies on October 7th have died since the start of the war, according to confidential assessments that were reviewed by the New York Times. The Israeli government, late on Tuesday night, last night, released a statement saying that only 31 had been confirmed dead. The discrepancy between the two numbers could not be immediately reconciled. Some of the dead were killed inside Israel on October 7th. Their deaths were unconfirmed at the time, and they were counted among the hostages, but their bodies, not living human beings, were taken by Hamas to Gaza, according to two of the officials. And this is one of those areas where something that has been profoundly important to Israeli policy always has worked against Israel, which is this concern for people who are taken captive, which, by the way, goes back to Jewish tradition. It's something that is discussed in the Talmud. It is something that you pray for regularly, is to redeem captives. And it's something that was perpetrated, taking hostages and demanding ransoms against Jewish communities going back to medieval days. It was something that anti-Semites have always done. And Israel, in the case of Gilad Shalit, who in a previous struggle with Hezbollah, he had been taken captive, and they got 1,045 prisoners, including the mastermind of this attack on October 7th, who were released in return for this one Israeli soldier who had been taken captive. In the Wall Street Journal, they cover the same story. As many as 50 of the hostages taken from Israel by Hamas could be dead, a figure that is considerably higher than the 29 deaths Israel has publicly acknowledged. according to an Israeli assessment. If the latest Israeli assessment is correct, it would mean around 80 of the 132 hostages believed held by Hamas or other militant groups are still alive, and that militants are keeping dozens of bodies of people they kidnapped. Because in the past, Israel has also traded with terrorists in order to have bodies returned so they can have a proper and respectful burial. None of the dead has been returned. Hamas militants and others from Gaza seized more than 240 hostages during the October 7th assault on southern Israel, which included terrorist attacks on a music festival and agricultural communities and left more than 1,200 people dead, according to authorities. American and Israeli officials say there is uncertainty in their estimates. U.S. officials said Israel is assessing whether, in addition to the 29 publicly acknowledged hostage deaths, more than there may have been more than 20 others who have died. Hamas has also said hostages have been killed in Israeli airstrikes without presenting any evidence, something Israel vehemently denies. Under a draft agreement was submitted, Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, is in the Middle East now trying to negotiate a new ceasefire and the return of the surviving hostages. Again, there are about 80 who are left who haven't been either returned in the previous ceasefire or killed. Under a draft agreement proposed by the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar, and given initial approval by Israel's Foreign Intelligence Service, Hamas would free civilian hostages first, leaving soldiers for later. Negotiations over bodies would wait until later stages of the agreement. The main split between the two sides is over a ceasefire. Israel has said it is prepared to offer only a temporary ceasefire, while Hamas is demanding an end to the war, which is precisely why Prime Minister Netanyahu has been so very clear that the deal that's on the table right now about a quote, end to the war, and the Hamas is demanding a full Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. What Hamas is demanding is that Israel basically lose the war. And that will not be happening. Netanyahu described it as ludicrous, the Hamas suggestion, so we will see where that goes. Back here in the United States, there was a comment by Dan Crenshaw, who is clearly one of the younger, more promising Republican leaders, the congressman from Texas, former Navy SEAL. He was talking to reporters about the immigration bill, which he favors. And he had this to say. Well, we will get to that because it deserves some attention. And basically, it has to do with the need for some changes to the law. In other words, the fact is that some of his Republican colleagues have been saying, well, we don't need any changes to the law. All we need is President Biden to go ahead and shut the border down. And then he asked some questions about that logic, which I think are very important. There is also more from Senator Lankford, who is not giving up the fight for the immigration bill, which includes, by the way, emergency foreign aid for Ukraine and for Israel. We will be right back with more on the Michael Medved Show.
Ding, 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 ding.
Get 50% off by becoming an annual MedHead member.
Nice.
Joined at michaelmedved.com.
Real nice.
Ding, 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 ding.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And there are reports, they are not confirmed as yet, but there are reports that the most recent U.S. strike against some of the terrorists who have been attacking United States personnel and United States bases in the Middle East, that the U.S. successfully took out some kind of motorcade or vehicle that contained the chief leader of the Qatab Hezbollah, which is one of those Iranian groups that have been menacing international commerce and United States resources. And his name is Abu Bakr al-Hassadi. He has personally directed the literally dozens of attacks on Americans, and he has now achieved the martyrdom that his group so prominently glorifies, at least according to reports from the Middle East. No confirmation yet from the... here it comes from the BBC. The U.S. has conducted a drone strike against a senior commander of an Iran-backed militia in Baghdad. According to a U.S. official, now it is official, Iraqi security sources say the drone attack on a vehicle killed at least three people, none of them civilians, including the leader of Qatab Hezbollah. The U.S. blames the Iranian-aligned group for launching an attack that killed those three American troops, plus dozens of other attacks. So if this is true, and it is further confirmed, and it appears to be, that is certainly good news. That is what you could say is real progress in terms of the United States' response to that tragic death of the three soldiers. It is now confirmed by CBS. The U.S. killed a senior leader of the Iran-backed group, Qatab Hezbollah, in a strike in Iraq today, confirmed a senior official to CBS News. The individual targeted was a commander who was in charge of operations in Syria. Qatab Hezbollah is one of the Iran-backed groups the U.S. holds responsible for a series of attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria, as well as for the deadly drone strike in Jordan that killed three U.S. soldiers and wounded dozens more. Officials told CBS News the strike in Iraq was part of the response that President Biden had promised in the aftermath of the drone strike in Jordan. Iranian-backed militia groups have launched at least 168 attacks on U.S. forces. So it took a while, but this is meaningful. Also meaningful was the comment by Dan Crenshaw, the congressman from Texas, outside the Capitol building, talking to reporters about the immigration bill. It may not be dead on arrival, but it's on life support. Here was Dan Crenshaw. This is clip 10.
I understand some Republicans are saying, we don't need any changes to law. Then why did we write H.R. 2? Why did we do that? Why didn't Trump just shut down the border if you just think we don't need any changes to law? He couldn't. He had to make a deal with Mexico, and he did a great job doing that. But he had to rely on literally international agreements to get it under control. We do need changes to law. You got to change those loopholes in asylum. You got to raise the bar for asylum. You've got to make it very clear that there's no paroling. You need to institute Remain in Mexico as an authority in law. These are really simple fixes that need to be done. That emergency authority that everybody interpreted, I think, as entries, you need to clean that up. You need to make that clear that that's not entries. It's encounters. Probably I would decrease that number vastly, too. I think 5,000 is way beyond an emergency per day. You know, I think it should be closer to 1,000. But, reasonable people can actually make a good bill here. That's what the House should be doing.
You have high hopes for that?
No.
Why not?
But I'm still going to try. I'm still going to try.
Okay, asked, do you have high hopes? He said no, but he's going to try. And it's good that he's there doing that. President Trump is also trying, but he has a far less optimistic view of the compromise bill, the bipartisan bill, that is now in so much trouble that they're trying to get it through the Senate and then send it over to the House and hope against hope that they can get some amendments and maybe some further agreement and make some progress on border security. This is President Trump on his priorities speaking on Newsmax, clip 11.
But what is this thing? I mean, if 5,000 is now the appropriate limit, anything under 5,000, which is 1.8 million a year, and you have Republicans itching to sign off on this in the Senate. I mean,
it's hard to believe because I think it probably would mean the end of their career. This is a a Democrat trap. It's a trap for Republicans that would be so stupid, so foolish to sign a bill like this. This bill can't be signed. And it's not only that, it's massive amounts of money going out of town, as we say, going out of town, billions and billions and billions of dollars. And it's so bad on the border. I've never seen anything like it. Actually, it's one of the worst, one of the dumbest bills I've ever seen. I think it's dead, totally dead at the House. I think they have almost unanimous or unanimous support. But I can't imagine anybody wanting to approve this bill.
Okay, except for the majority of the United States Senate. And it was, at least until a couple of days ago, before Trump started signing off on this, sounding off on this, a majority of Republicans in the U.S. Senate. Here is President Trump talking about James Lankford, one of the main drafters of this bill that the former president thinks is such an abomination. Clip one.
How do you let them go 3 years with what they've done and then just give them this lifeline? You know, that this could really help them on this issue, you know, in this next election.
Well, they've been doing that by giving billions and trillions of dollars away also. Yeah. This is not that uncommon in the Senate. Yeah. It's impossible to believe, but I did see a very good man, Steve Daines, just came totally out, and he's a member of leadership, Senate leadership, and he was very strongly against it. I just saw that announced with great fanfare, frankly, because it deserves fanfare. This is not possible to believe that a thing like this could happen. You already have. You don't need a bill. I had the safest border in the history of our country. We had no bill. I just said, close the border. It's closed. Then I went to Mexico. I negotiated with Mexico. Yeah. They gave us 28,000 troops. They gave us a lot of other things. Stay in Mexico. Remain. We called it remain in Mexico. They gave us that. This bill doesn't have anything about remain in Mexico. This bill is impossible to believe that somebody actually negotiated. And he's a very nice guy. Yeah. James is a very nice guy. But this is not a good thing for him.
It's not a good thing for him. We will be talking about one of the things that President Trump just said about we have the safest border in history. But they didn't deport as many people as another administration. Which one? And actually, the entry of illegal immigrants to the United States did not stop under President Trump. There was no magic wall. We'll be talking about that and more. David Frum coming up on Republicans Who Won't Take Yes for an Answer.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update. Five Marines are still missing following the discovery of a Marine helicopter that went missing in California. The helicopter was found in Pine Valley Tuesday night, just about 40 miles east of San Diego. It was conducting a training flight from Creech Air Force Base near Las Vegas. Proclaiming himself as pro-life Superman, a man climbed the Las Vegas Sphere on Wednesday to gather funds for a pregnant woman. Mazan Deschamps shared footage on his Instagram profile.
Hey guys, I'm here on top of the Sphere. I guess they're going to make me go through the top.
Deschamps executed a comparable stunt in Phoenix during last year's Super Bowl week. Southern California is bracing for more rainfall and mountain snow this afternoon and into tonight. The area is still grappling with the aftermath of a Pineapple Express system that brought record-breaking precipitation and triggered nearly 500 landslides. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the Michael Medved Show, glad to welcome back to the show my friend David Frum. He is a senior writer for Atlantic and writes on politics, policy, art, literature, and history. He was a speechwriter for President George W. Bush. He is the author of 10 books, most recently Trumpocalypse, which came out in 2020. But if there is going to be a Trumpocalypse, well, that would be 2024, actually. His most recent piece in Atlantic is entitled The GOP's True Priority. And I want to say here, David has been writing about immigration since before it was cool. And he is not a pro-immigration voice. He is somebody who is very much in favor of secure borders and an orderly immigration process. The bill that appears to be dead now on both sides of the Congress, both in the Senate and in the House, that bill, when you actually look at it, it seemed to have some useful toughening up of our immigration rules. What was the biggest problem with getting this bill that initially had bipartisan support, getting it enacted?
Well, the biggest problem was that Donald Trump didn't want it, and so Republicans who had demanded it, who had pressed it, abandoned it. There's a thing that needs to be said right at the very beginning, though. I think a lot of people who follow the immigration issue from time to time don't appreciate about what the nature of the problem is. A lot of people carry in their minds an image of the immigration problem as it existed 15 or 20 years ago. Back then, we were dealing with true illegal immigration. Young men, typically in their early 20s, typically from Mexico or Central America, trying to elude the Border Patrol, slip across the border, evade contact with law enforcement, bypass the border and get to a job in the interior. The last person they wanted to see was anybody in a uniform. That's not the problem today. The problem today is that there's been this, because of some judicial precedents, there's been a breakdown in the asylum seeking system. The people who are coming today are people who are younger than the old illegal immigrants. They're typically teenagers. Or they're coming in family groups of family members, and they are looking for somebody with a uniform. They want to give themselves over because they want to claim, enter the asylum system, claim asylum, and at that point they get issued an appearance date. There are too many asylum seekers for them to be detained, so they're released into the interior of the country. They are not exactly illegal. They are abusing the law, but not breaking the law. So you can't just say, as some do, well, why don't we enforce the law? Because the law, in many cases, is on the asylum seeker's side, and the mass of the asylum seekers is breaking a system that was meant to deal with individual people who are being persecuted for their faith or their skin color or some other feature of their life that, you know, they couldn't help or that they shouldn't be punished for.
So basically what I understand that they were trying to do with this law was basically focused on a more detention for asylum seekers, because that's what people used and referred to as the catch and release, is that once people apply for asylum, it takes so long for the cases to be processed, which is one of the reasons that one of the things that they were doing in this bill was to get more judges and more officials who could actually take care of processing some of these applications. So was Trump's main objection to the bill that it would neutralize what he believes is his most potent issue for the election?
It really does seem that way. Because, again, you can't just say enforce rules against the asylum seekers. The law's on their side. And when I say the law, I mean judicial precedents, I mean statutes of Congress, I mean consent agreements that the United States government accepted 20 years ago. But there's this whole mass of material that Congress will have to rewrite. And as you said, there need to be resources because of this backlog. The asylum seeker wants to be entered into the asylum system. He doesn't want to ever come to a hearing because the odds are 90% that he'll be turned down, or near 85% that he'll be turned down ultimately. And then he becomes illegal. And they want to have a long, long time where they're in the country working. So the bill provided for 2,000 more employees, both special officers and judges, to speed up the process, work up the backlog, and send a message to the world that this way of entering the United States is not going to work anymore.
And Joe Biden seemed to be willing to go along with this. And the Democrats seem to be willing to go along with this, even though different things that Democrats have cared about, like the Dreamers and DACA and having a pathway to legal status. None of that is in this bill, is it?
I began writing about immigration when I was doing editorials for the Wall Street Journal in the late 1980s. I started there in 1988 and worked there until 1992 and wrote about the immigration issue. The Journal was very pro-immigration. My views shifted in a more restrictive direction while I was working there because of just what I was reading and seeing and encountering. This is the strongest and toughest bill in all the time I've been writing about immigration, because the Democrats basically said, we will give you all your priorities, and we will postpone all of our priorities, as you say, pathway to citizenship, the Dreamers, just about everything. There was a slight increase in the number of green cards issued, I think 10,000 a year. That was something the Democrats wanted. But basically they said to the Republicans, look, you say we can't have aid for Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan unless we do the border. Okay, we'll do the border your way, because our priority right now, the crisis, is helping Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Give us the aid for Ukraine, and then you can have the bill you said you wanted with no concessions to us at all on the immigration issue. And Republicans said, you mean we get everything we want and nothing you want? And the Democrats said, yeah. No, screw that.
Okay.
Do
you understand? I mean, maybe I guess it's tomorrow that Tucker Carlson is supposed to be interviewing Vladimir Putin. Why are so many of our fellow conservatives opposed to aid to Ukraine in this existential conflict for that society?
Well, 60% of Americans support aid to Ukraine, probably 90% of the Senate, and a good majority of the House, probably nearly half the House Republicans and almost all the House Democrats on aid to Ukraine. So this is a boutique and minority issue. We're not split. This is not a divisive issue of 50-50 on Ukraine. This is very much a minority hijacking the process. I think for a handful of people like the Tucker Carlson of this world, they like the Russian dictatorship. They admire Putin. They think he's horrible to gays and they like that. But that's a small handful. For most of them, it's about Trump. I think, most of the, if Trump tomorrow said he was pro-Ukraine, many of the House and Senate Republicans would flip sides. And so there's this mystery of why is Trump so, and part of it, he's mad because of his first impeachment when he blackmailed Ukraine in order to get dirt on Joe Biden, and he was impeached for that. But second, there's this strange mystery of his affinity for Russia, and where that comes from, we can debate all day. That's never been proven one way or the other, but there's clearly something there that's really weird and disturbing, and we don't know what it is.
Yeah, again, that's one of the other things that is so extraordinary is that you have Tucker Carlson, who is now going to sit down with Vladimir Putin. He didn't make any demands about freeing Evan Gershkovich, the Wall Street Journal reporter who has been held, it's been for more than a year now, hasn't it?
Exactly. About a year and a half.
That's appalling. More with David Frum about the GOP's true priority. What is it? We will get to that and more with David Frum coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. All across America. This is The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The Michael Medved Show. David Frum's most recent article in The Atlantic is under the heading The GOP's True Priority, The Republicans Who Won't Take Yes for an Answer. And this actually goes beyond all of the machinations and paraginations involving this border bill, the bipartisan border bill, 3Bs. And goes to really what the GOP agenda is between now and the election day. What is the GOP's true priority, David Frum?
Look, there's a party in Congress full of people who want to do things. James Langford, the senator from Oklahoma, gave a very heartfelt press conference today where he said he didn't come to Congress to give press conferences. He came to Congress to sign to solve problems. And there are many people who want to do that. But there is the Trump fact, and Trump is this whirlwind of negativity, and he wants to stop things from happening because he thinks chaos benefits him, whether it's at home on the border, whether it's in international affairs. Right now, Ukrainians are fighting and dying without enough ammunition. The Russian missiles are hitting Ukrainian cities because they're losing their defensive capabilities. Soldiers are going into battle with insufficient artillery shells, insufficient even small arms ammunition. And Israel today is the fifth month since the terrible atrocity of October 7th. And Israel has enough stuff, enough equipment, but it faces severe economic problems. As they pulled everybody out of the civilian economy to run a war, how does Israel, they have schools to operate and hospitals to operate and pensions to pay, how do they do that while mobilizing so much of their population? The United States stands behind all of these countries and our friends in the Pacific and Taiwan and the countries of the South Pacific were bullied by these Chinese aggressions in the South China Sea. This isn't free. It costs money. And the United States is blessed with abundant resources, the strongest economy in the world. And what's being asked is so little, and yet Congress is begrudging it.
And so the priority, if you were to speak to Mike Johnson, for instance, I don't know if you have spoken to Mike Johnson,
but
what is he hoping to achieve as Speaker of the House other than surviving for a couple of more months?
If I were to speak to Mike Johnson, I would tell him, you know, almost all political careers end in failure at some point or another. That's just the nature of a political career. Unless you die in office at a happy moment, which we wish on nobody, you're probably going to leave on some timetable you don't want to leave on. So you need to be working backward from that day and say, when you look back at the end, What will you want to have accomplished? And if you fail, if you're beaten, what do you want to lose over? You want to lose while doing something great, or do you want to lose while looking like a shifty politician? Right now, brave people are fighting for the defense of democracy in Europe and NATO and the Western world. And you have the power to help them. And if you do that, whatever happens to you, history will never forget it. And if you fail, history will also never forget that.
That's. I hope we could set up a meeting for you to make that pitch to Speaker Johnson. If you've written before, several of your books, which are wonderful, are about the future of the conservative movement, future of the Republican Party. Assuming that we do not have a second term of Donald Trump. Where do you think this party is going? Or do you think it will continue? Do you expect Trump would attempt to come back after he loses a second time for president?
I think Donald Trump understands very well that if he doesn't get into the presidency and somehow shut down all of these cases against him, he's probably facing conviction. I don't know that the American justice system would actually sentence a former president to serve prison time, but I think he will wear the convictions and he will maybe face suspended sentences. And I think he knows that, and that's what's motivating him. So I think his political career, if he doesn't somehow eke it out in 24, is over. And at that point, I think a lot of things look very different. We are moving into an era where there are going to be very different kinds of problems from the problems we've had in the past. Problems of national cohesion, building an American spirit out of a country of so many newcomers. Of course, we always have the old problems of debts and deficits. We have environmental problems. We have the problem of building security as we're challenged by China, an economically competent rival. You know, in the past century, the United States, its great rivals were the Soviet Union and before that Nazi Germany, neither of which had a good economy, a solid economy. China is a real economic power, and that's going to call for very different responses from the United States. There's so much to do if we can just get to a position where we're solving problems again.
And do you see any American leaders in the Republican Party or elsewhere, frankly, who are actually talking meaningfully about solving some of those problems that you are so rightly highlighting?
Well, I think there's Republican Party does tend to regenerate from the states. And I think especially if we look down to the layer below the governors at the mayors, we see new talent emerging. I think James Lankford really proved himself in the Senate, someone who was a serious-minded person. And by the way, a great negotiator, got almost everything that he could have wanted and gave away very little. I mean, at any other time we say, wow, that guy, he's mastered the art of the deal. Maybe he should be a leader of the future.
Yeah, I mean, I think about the things that Ben Sasse is accomplishing at University of Florida, left the U.S. Senate to be president of a university which, by the way, has had a very different response to the anti-Semitism problems on university campuses. And then you think about, again, there are names from the past, but they are people who seem to be held in great contempt right now. I think my personal belief, I don't even know if we agree on this, David, is that Paul Ryan is one of those public servants and one of those conservative leaders who is greatly underestimated at this point.
But you know, sometimes you have to. He never stood up to Trump, and sometimes you have to do that. He was like a trying to direct the flow of the flood. There are a few things he wanted Trump to do, and Trump did them for him. But I don't think that I don't think he stood up and was counted at a time when that mattered. But for the future, what is going to be important is we need a party of markets. We need a party of enterprise. We need a party of alliances. We need a party of trade. We need a party that understands that it's a nation, not just a collection of warring groups. We need a party that stands for merit, that says you should get a job or get a space in the university because of your individual accomplishments that belong to you, not because you fit into some groups of some kind. Those are all things that have to be done. And as we face problems, environmental problems, that says, and health, and fixing the healthcare system. Yes, we believe in enterprise. We believe in profit. We believe in prices. These are, we believe in, not government, not dictating the solution, but showing goals and then letting markets work. Those are all things that the right of center can offer a country that is served by both conservative and progressive elements in balance.
This, by the way, very appropriate for the day after Reagan's birthday. Do you believe that if President Trump is able to postpone the legal proceedings and to run out the clock on the legal proceedings against him, it is still possible that he would lose?
I think the it's all through the Trump years, there was one poll question that was asked over and over again. Blah, 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 Trump, blah, blah, blah. And the answer is always 47% yes, 53% no.
And so you think that there's a 47% chance to be
maybe
specific.
46. Yeah, yes. I think he tops out at about 46.5. But the other side can split, and Biden can lose this election if votes drift away to small parties to the left. But Trump, I think, can't get himself above 46.5, 46.8.
That's fascinating. Who is Trump picking as his vice presidential nominee?
Whoever is the most obedient and docile. No more Mike Pence's. I think this is rule.
Yes, probably obedient and docile. Those words don't seem to describe Vivek Ramaswamy, but I think it's unlikely that he is on the national ticket. David Frum's most recent column piece article in Atlantic Magazine, The GOP's True Priority, is posted at michaelmedved.com. Another writer, this one, somebody with a political background. His name is Chris Christie. His book, brand new, coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.